Okay, thank you, Jesus. Give him some praise. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Father God. Thank you, Jesus. These little ones sure are excited about church. Okay, guys, guests, we are so glad that you're here today. We're just here to praise the Lord. Amen? So we're going to continue our study in 1 Peter. I hope you've been getting something out of it. This is our 14th installment. We skipped a week last week to do a little Father's Day thing for all you awesome dads. But we're back on track today. We're talking about that awesome, awesome, awesome Most High God. Do you love Him this morning? Do you love Him? Do you belong to Him? Amen. Thank you, Jesus. Okay, guys, listen. What we want to do, since we took a week off, basically, from our study, we're going to do just a tiny little bit of recap, okay? But before that, let's go ahead and read our passages for today. For Christ also suffered once for sins, the righteous for the unrighteous, to bring you to God. He was put to death in the body, but made alive in the spirit. After being made alive, he went and made proclamation to the imprisoned spirits, to those who were disobedient long ago when God waited patiently in the days of Noah while the ark was being built. In it only a few people, eight in all, were saved through water. And this water symbolizes baptism that now saves you also. Not the removal of dirt from the body, but the pledge of a clear conscience toward God. It saves you by the resurrection of Jesus Christ, who has gone into heaven and is at the right hand with angels, authorities, and powers in submission to Him. Give Him some praise, guys. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Father God. We just worship You, Lord. Thank You, Father, for Your anointing this morning. Thank You that Your will is going to be done in this service. Thank You that what needs to be said is going to be said. What doesn't need to be said is not going to be said, Lord. But we're going to receive this word. We're going to walk in this word. We're going to be obedient to this word, and we're going to be blessed for it, Lord. We love You and praise You. In Jesus' wonderful, precious name we pray. Amen. So anyways, we're back in 1 Peter. And last week, this was our closing verse, or the last time we were in 1 Peter. This is 1 Peter 3 and verse 17. You're not going to find it on your monitor, so don't worry about that just yet. 1 Peter 3 and verse 17. For it is better to suffer for doing good, if that should be God's will, than for doing evil. Amen? Amen. So here's the deal. Okay, as far as Christians, life ain't easy, is it? It's not easy for the world. It's not easy for the unsaved. But it's not easy for the Christians either. The rain falls on the just and the unjust alike. Amen? Amen? Bad things happen to Christians just like anybody else. And besides that, you will suffer persecution. You will go through hardships in one form or another because you love Jesus Christ. Does that make sense this morning? So what Peter is saying, hey, you know what? If you go through hard times, and you will go through some struggles, you will go through some hard times. How about this? How about you don't suffer for doing something bad? How about you do not suffer for doing something stupid? Can I get a witness? I mean, we've all been there, and we all get in the flesh sometimes, and we do things that we regret. We do things that we shouldn't do. But God says, you know what? If you go through persecution, if you go through a hard time, and you handle it the way the Bible says, if you're obedient to the Lord, that is a powerful witness, a powerful testimony to a lost and dying world. We can show the world, hey, we're different. We don't think we're better than you. We don't want to judge you. We don't want to condemn you, because without God's grace, I would be you. Amen? I'm no better at all than you, but this is how a Christian is going to handle this unfair, unjust treatment. Amen? Because I have been forgiven of so much. My God has been so good to me, amen, that I want to do the right thing. I want to be that good example to a lost and dying world. I want to be that encouragement to my brothers and sisters. So that's what Peter's saying right here. Hey, you're going to go through hard times. Don't add any more trouble to it. Don't get in the flesh. Don't do stupid stuff, amen? Try and follow this good book. Try and be that good godly example, because life's going to be hard enough as it is. Amen? For it is better to suffer for doing good, if that should be God's will. And sometimes that's hard for us to understand. That's a hard pill to swallow. Amen. But God does allow us to go through suffering. Amen. God does see fit sometimes for us to go through trials and tribulation. Remember, it's in the furnace of affliction where God makes his man. He's very committed to our spiritual growth, our spiritual maturity. Amen. And God's, you know, God's God, and I'm not, and you ain't, you know. And God's preferred method for growing us up is those trials, is those hard times. Amen. I mean, think about it. When are the times that you've really, really, really prayed? When are the times when you really got before the Lord? During hard times, struggles, man. You know what I mean? So that's what God's all about. Amen. So anyways, I want to back that up with Acts 14 and verse 22. Strengthening the souls of the disciples, encouraging them to continue in the faith. Even though life's hard, man, and you're being unfairly treated in the workplace or whatever's going on in your world, amen, don't give up, man. Keep doing good. Keep trusting in the Lord. Put all your faith on him, amen? Strengthening the souls of the disciples, encouraging them to continue in the faith, and saying that through many tribulations, we must enter the kingdom of God. That is a true saying if I've ever heard one. It's in the Bible, so you know you can stand on it, okay? But God just told you, hey, being a Christian, you are going to go through many, many tribulations. But God has allowed it, and he's allowed it for a good purpose. You don't always have to understand what's going on, but understand, my God is good. He is faithful. He is going to be with me no matter what he has allowed to come into my life. Now, let's make sure that we're not suffering because we're dealing with painful consequences of us making selfish, rebellious decisions. You know what I mean? If I'm suffering, let it be because I belong to the Lord. If I'm suffering, let it be because I'm standing up for the gospel. Not because I'm living a double life. Not because I'm half in the world and half in the church. Amen? Can I get a witness? So, we've been talking about that persecution. Those troubles that Christians are going to go through. Peter's talking to a bunch of people that really knew what he was talking about. People that have been through hardcore persecution just because they love Jesus. Now he's going to start talking about the Most High God, and specifically talking about Jesus Christ, who also knows a little bit about suffering. Can I get a witness? Thank you, Jesus. 1 Peter 3 and verse 18, it's on your monitors or on your bulletins. For Christ also suffered once for sins. You guys know that? Wait a second. Christ suffered once for sins. I thought he was a sinless, spotless lamb. He was. He wasn't suffering for his sins. We'd be in a world of hurt if he was suffering for his sins. You know what I'm saying? We might as well go golf or go fishing or play Super Nintendo or whatever you want to do if he paid for his own sins. But he didn't pay for his sins. He never did sin. Amen. He paid for your sins on that cross. Amen. Can I get a witness? Okay. For Christ also suffered once for sins. So Christ knows what it feels like to be tormented unfairly, unjustly, for something he didn't do. Amen? To be rejected by his creation. Amen? So let me read to you real fast Hebrews 12 and verse 4. Okay, now this is really, really good. Everybody listen up. Hebrews 12 and verse 4. In your struggle against sin. Now that's what we're in, Christians. We're in a war. Amen? And the Lord God says, I don't want you to sin. I don't want you to get into the flesh. I don't want you to do things that are contrary to my word. But you know what? And your spirit wants to do that as well if you're a Christian. It wants to do the right thing. But your flesh, man, your flesh wants to do all kinds of stuff that it ain't supposed to do. Amen? So we are in that struggle. Short little disclaimer. You noticed the pause, obviously, where I stopped preaching or talking about Jesus. That is not a pride thing. I know you guys can hear me perfectly well. But there are some people that listen to this on the internet, and so we want to keep that going for them, okay? So that's what that was all about. So I do beg your forgiveness. And I will, because I love you guys, I will purposely take off 3.5 minutes off of the end of the sermon. Okay. Amen. Give the Lord some praise.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus. Nothing makes a church happy like saying we're about to get done. Okay. In your struggle against sin, you have not yet resisted to the point of shedding your blood. Is that true? Is that true? You're all here, so you haven't shed your blood yet. You know what I mean? And the Lord God may call on you to lay down your life for him. Amen? But he did it for you. Amen? Are y'all with me this morning? And Jesus knows exactly what that feels like. Now, when I read this verse that I just read to you, I cannot help but think about my mother. This instruction sounds like my mother saying, you know, my mom there is no guile in her, and she is nothing but love, but she can be very stern sometimes. And I hear this when I read this verse. I can hear my mom saying, hey, man, you're not dead. You ain't dead. Keep going. Don't give up. That's what Peter's saying. Don't give up, man. Jesus died for you. You're still alive. You're still breathing. You're still taking up oxygen. So get about the Lord's business, man. You know what I'm saying? Don't give up. Thank you, Jesus. For Christ also suffered once for sins. Hebrews 4 and verse 15. For we do not have a high priest who is unable to sympathize with our weaknesses. Did you know that? Jesus knows exactly what you're going through. Jesus knows what it feels like to be betrayed. He knows what it feels like to be unjustly persecuted. Amen. He can sympathize with you. He's been there. The only difference between us and him is that when he was tempted, when he was persecuted, he didn't give in to sin. Amen. So that's our template to follow right there. Because yes, life is hard. It's brutal. And sometimes people are going to lie about you and do mean things to you just because you belong to Jesus. Amen. But that's what you signed up for. Amen. This is the road that leads to eternal life. Amen. And not everybody's going to like you for that. For we do not have a high priest who is unable to sympathize with our weaknesses, but one who in every respect has been tempted as we are, yet without sin. Amen? Okay, guys, let's go to 1 Peter 3 and verse 19. Okay, 1 Peter 3 and verse 19. If y'all got it back there on the monitors. Okay. So Jesus Christ laid down his life for me and you. You know what? Back up with me. Stay right there at 1 Peter 3:18. I'm sorry. For Christ also suffered once for sins, the righteous for the unrighteous. Amen? The righteous for the unrighteous. Jesus Christ laid down his life, never once sinned. He laid down his life for you. Amen? And you're not perfect, but let that be something that excites you, that gives you peace in your times of turmoil, in your times of trouble. You know what? My Savior died for me. Amen? So I can live forever. So let me get a witness right now and let me know, is it going to get better? Is it going to get better? Amen. Thank you, Jesus. For Christ also suffered once for sins, the righteous for the unrighteous, that he might bring us to God. That's what's going on. Okay, because our sins, listen up guys, our sins separated us from a holy God. Our sins, because we're sinful people, God can have nothing to do with us. Amen. He's holy. He's just. He's pure. He doesn't wink at our sin. He doesn't think our sin's cute. But because of what Jesus Christ did for us, amen, when he looks down, he sees us washed in the blood of the Lamb. Amen? Thank you, Jesus. So we have a humongous reason to rejoice. We really do, even though life is hard. And even though life is difficult, and you may be dealing with a little bit of Christian persecution, because there is that. It is going on, man. It's definitely going on where you're not the popular guy if you love Jesus. You know what I mean? It's kind of hard to say. It used to be something you could brag about, and we still should, but we understand now, or maybe you've understood or seen this, that you know what? People aren't just going to pat you on the back because you love Jesus. You know what I mean? It's not that way anymore. Can I get a witness? Amen. The righteous for the unrighteous, that he might bring us to God, being put to death in the flesh. That's what happened. That's exactly what happened to Jesus Christ. He was put to death in the flesh. He willingly gave up his life. Amen? He willingly, no one made him do it. He willingly gave up his wife, life. Amen? Amen, amen. He laid it down for you and for me. Amen? Amen? Being put to death in the flesh, but made alive in the spirit. Isn't that awesome? Isn't that awesome that the grave could not hold him down? That he is raised up again, and just like him, we are raised up again. We are a new creation in Christ. That we get to go to heaven. Woo-hoo! I mean, think about it, man. We don't deserve heaven. We don't deserve it. But he died for us. His blood washed away our filthy, rotten sins. Amen. So now we are that new creation, and it is going to get awesome. Amen. All right. Now let's go to 1 Peter 3 and verse 19. In which he went, talking about Jesus, in which he went and proclaimed to the spirits in prison. Now, this is a verse right here that a lot of people skip over, but we're doing a verse-by-verse thing, so we're not going to skip over this. And a lot of theologians, a lot of people talk about this and fight over this, what's going on. But have you ever wondered, what Jesus went and did in those 3 days, man, between his death and resurrection? Well, this fills us in on what happened right here. Amen. This is an awesome little tidbit, man. Jesus went to this place of torment. So he went and suffered some more for our sins? Nope. Nope, he did not go and suffer for your sins in hell. Can I get a witness? Because on that cross, he said, it is finished. He said, paid in full. So at that point, he had paid for our sins, past, present, and future, for all humanity that will accept it. Amen. Can I get a witness? But during that time, yeah, give him some praise, man. That's the best news you're going to hear. There's a sale at Penny's. That's cool. But, man, I'm saved, man. That's awesome. You know what I mean? So Jesus goes to this place of torment and proclaims something to these unsaved, unrepentant human beings in this place of torment. And he proclaims something. But what does he proclaim? You ever seen the dude do the big touchdown play, and he kind of spikes the football and does a little victory dance? That's kind of what Jesus did, man. He's like, Satan, you thought this was going to work out? You lose, you lose, you lose. I just paid for all humanity's sins, bro. You know what I mean? Touchdown, baby. That's what he was doing. He proclaimed his victory over sin, death, and the grave. I win, you lose, and God is good. Hallelujah. Amen. In which he went and proclaimed to the spirits in prison. Hebrews 9 and verse 27. And just as it is appointed for men to die once, and after that comes judgment. Okay, the reason why I read that verse is some people will say, well, listen, he went down there and gave these unrepentant sinners a second chance after they died to receive the gospel. All God's people went, meh. Because that's not what happened. You have until you take your last breath to receive Jesus Christ. But after that moment, it's a done deal. That's what this verse says right here. So he did not go down there and say, hey, guys, you know, it was a long time. I'm willing to let bygones be bygones. You know, just believe me now that you've been in this place of torment for a long time, and we'll call it a day. You can come up with me with all the godly folks. That's not what he did. He declared victory. So you got to understand this, guys. If you have not accepted Jesus Christ, while your heart is beating, that is all the time you have. Amen? And God says he's not always going to strive with man. You do not know how long you have. Today needs to be that day of salvation. You need to make that commitment today, okay? Don't put it off another day. You don't know how long you have. Amen? Okay. 1 Peter 3 and verse 20. Because they formally did not obey, talking about who he went and talked to, because they formally did not obey when God's patience Because they formally did not obey, meaning they had their chance, they didn't take God up on it, okay? When God's patience waited in the days of Noah, while the ark was being prepared, in which a few, that is 8 persons, were brought safely through the water. Isn't that amazing? That the whole world felt God's wrath, felt God's judgment, except for 8 people. 8 people were spared. 8 people that God said, you know what? You guys are going to get through this. Amen? They escaped God's judgment. Amen? What happened to you when you accepted Jesus Christ? You escaped God's judgment. Isn't that awesome? Isn't that awesome? That his wrath was poured down on an entire world because of their evilness, because of their sin, because of the rebellion, except eight people were spared because God had a big plan. Amen? And aren't you glad that those eight people were spared? Aren't you glad that he just didn't say, we're done with all this. We're going to do something else. Gabriel, fire up the engines. We're doing something else. But he had a big plan. Amen? And because you have accepted Jesus Christ, guess what? You're not going to know what his wrath feels like. Amen? Because Jesus felt that wrath. Jesus paid for your sins. Amen? Thank you, Lord. Because they formally did not obey when God's patience waited in the days of Noah, while the ark was being prepared, in which a few, that is eight persons, were brought safely through the water. Now I want to read Nahum 1 verse 7 down there on your monitor. The Lord is good. That is a true statement. That is an awesomely true statement. And we got to get to that place where we really understand that, just like breathing air, that God is good. No matter how your body feels, no matter what's going on in your checkbook. And me and Rachel Jean, we've been going through some pretty crazy times with our finances, man. We keep getting all our money stolen out of the bank. Yeah. Yeah. But God's good. God's good, and God's taking care of it. You know what I mean? So that's been a hard thing. That's kind of scary. You got to put your money in the bank to pay the bills, but as soon as you put it in there, you don't know if someone's going to grab it, right? But guess what, man? No matter what happens, God is good. God is faithful. Amen? So when trials and storms come into your life, God wants you to know, hey, you're like the eight people in this ark. You belong to me. Amen? I am going to take care of you. I am good. I'm going to protect you. When all around you is sinking sand, man, trust in me. Grab hold of me. I'm not going to let you down. Well, you need to do more research, Paul, because I remember reading in about all these Christians that were murdered, and I believe Christians are still being murdered today. That's true, and thank you for bringing that up. But see, to be absent from the body is to be present with the Lord. Amen. You know what I mean? It's a win-win for Christians. Amen. Okay? That's how it works. And no, I don't want to lay down my life. I don't want to get my head chopped off on the beach and be putting on YouTube for everybody to watch. But if that's part of God's plan, then there it is. You know what I mean? And y'all don't watch that if you don't want to, if that happens. Amen. Nahum 1 verse 7. The Lord is good, a refuge in times of trouble. He, just like that ark, that was a refuge, buddy, in times of trouble. The world was being flooded. Everybody was dying unless they were on that ark. You know what I mean? That is God in our life. He is that refuge in time of trouble. Amen? Cling to him, beloved. The Lord is good, a refuge in time of trouble. He cares for those who trust in him. That is so powerful. He knows who's his kids and who ain't. He knows who's going to get on that ark and who's not. You know what I mean? So we put our trust in him no matter what it looks like, no matter what the news people are saying, no matter what's going on. Can I get a witness? Let's go to the next slide. First Peter 3 and verse 21. Baptism, which corresponds to this, now saves you. So Peter's saying there is some comparisons, some similarities that can be made between your baptism and what was done with that ark. You know what I mean? That those people on that ark were spared God's wrath. You know what I mean? What when we get baptized, let's make this clear. Being dipped in water does not save your soul. It cannot, it will not, it's not going to save your soul. That is an outward expression of what has already been done in your heart. Amen. I was a sinner. I have died. I have become a new creation. I'm not ashamed of the gospel. I'm not ashamed to identify with Christians. Amen. I'm not ashamed to be identified with Jesus Christ. Can I get a witness? Amen. That's what that is saying. Amen. Are y'all with me? Baptism, which corresponds to this, now saves you, not as removal of dirt from the body. See, that's what Peter's saying right there. It ain't the dipping in the water that saves you. Don't get my message mixed up. It ain't the bath. It ain't the removal of dirt that's saving you. But it's what happened in your heart, what you're expressing, what you are showing everybody. Amen? I am a Christian. I am a new creation. Amen? Amen. Not as removal of dirt from the body, but as an appeal to God for a good conscience. That's awesome. That is so awesome right there. I have a good conscience toward God because of what Jesus Christ did for me. I don't have to fear God's wrath on my life anymore. I'm not going to have to pay for my sins because Jesus Christ paid for my sins and I accept that precious gift. Amen? Amen. But as an appeal to God for a good conscience through the resurrection of Jesus Christ. Man, that's beautiful. Jesus Christ paid for your sins, man. Amen. He paid for your sins. Give him some praise. He paid for my sins, and I got a bunch of sins, man. There's a bunch of things I didn't do right, a bunch of things I ain't doing right, man. But God is gracious. He's merciful, amen? Amen? And he paid for those sins. He paid for your sins, too. So, therefore, we are that new creation in Christ, amen? So, all of this, let all of this energize us and get excited. Yeah, people are kind of rude to me, and somebody scratched Holy Roller in the side of my car, you know, or that did not happen in real life. I do know somebody who scratched a bad word in somebody's car. Mm-hmm. Yep. Somebody in this church right now. No, I'm playing. I'm playing. But I do know someone who did that. Anyways, we'll talk about that later. Okay, you might go through some persecution, man. You might go through some hard times because you love Jesus. Amen? But you know what? You're saved. You're saved and you're still living. You're still breathing. You ain't shed your blood yet. You ain't been fed to the lions yet. So keep about the Lord's business. Keep living that godly example. Amen. Let your light shine no matter what you're going through. Thank you, Jesus. All the time. God is good. 1 Peter 3 and verse 22. Does anybody else feel like they're about to pass out? Just me. Well, it's good that we all know CPR and we all know first aid. 1 Peter 3, and y'all better be a praying bunch of people if I fall out. 1 Peter 3 in verse 22. Who has gone into heaven, talking about Jesus, who has gone into heaven, so he laid down his life willingly for me and for you. But guess what? He ain't in that grave no more. You know that? He's not in that grave. He is risen. He did what he had to do. But now he is risen. And let's just continue reading. He has gone into heaven and is at the right hand of God with angels, authorities, and powers having been subjected to him. Everything in the universe, good and evil, is subject to the name of Jesus Christ. Right. Remember that demon-possessed dude that had legion in him when he saw Jesus and he was freaking out? He was freaking out real bad? Because you know what, man? Jesus has power, man. And we have power as his children, amen? We have power that we never think about through Jesus Christ. You know what I'm saying? So yes, you can say no to sin. You can say no to that temptation when somebody is being mean to you. You don't have to get into the flesh, amen? Well, I did last week. Well, you know what? Say you're sorry and don't do it no more. Trust in Jesus. Lean on Jesus. Get into the Word of God. Let it renew your mind. Let it wash your mind. Amen? Let's begin to see things differently so we can live that godly example. Can I get a witness? Amen. Who has gone into heaven and is at the right hand of God with angels, authorities, and powers having been subjected to him. Even though life is pretty tough sometimes, and I think we already know that, let's make sure that we're not adding to it. Let's make sure that we're not doing stupid stuff, right? Amen. And I know that there's a lot of stuff that we can give up. A lot of stuff that we should give up. You know, and life's hard enough as it is. Just because you're a Christian, man, people ain't going to dig you. People ain't going to love you all the time. People might do bad things to you. But God has a good plan for you. It's going to get awesome. God gives us the strength through the Holy Spirit to not get into the flesh and ruin up our witness. Amen? Amen. God is with us. He is a good God. So everybody give him some praise right now. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Father God, we just love you and we praise you, Lord. You are worthy of our praise, Lord. Thank you for blessing each and every person that came here and gave of their afternoon, that gave of their morning to worship you, Lord. Bless them. Give us a desire to be what you've called us to be. Give us a desire to be that person that you want us to be. If there's somebody in here that has not accepted Jesus Christ as their personal Lord and Savior, let them do it today. Let them do it today, Lord. Thank you that you are tugging at their hearts right now, and they will accept you as their personal Lord and Savior. We love you and praise you, and your will be done. And we ask you right now to bless Bobby Jean Joyner, bless Sister Rita, bless the members of this congregation, bless Cindy. Thank you, Father God. We love you and we praise you In the wonderful, precious name of Jesus Christ, we pray. Amen. Amen. Guys, before you go.